Why don't we jump to item 8 since Joe is here and on the spot, Susan's here too. So, well, let's do that. Why don't we do item 5 and go into closed session and start with item 5.
Are we going to move or?
We'll see here.
Yeah.
And reporting out of closed session on item 5, the service-connected disability application of Khalid Abdul-Mahid was granted. The vote was 8 affirmative, and John Phillips abstained. The vote on the non-service-connected disability application of Joyce Hinkle, that was granted unanimously. And on item 6, the board voted unanimously to follow the hearing officer's recommendation in denying the disability application of Janice Stobner-Smith. And there's no reportable action on item. Actually, do we want to do the reportable action on item 7, the overpayment at this point?
We can.
And while Karen's getting her paperwork, no reportable action on item 8.
So regarding the closed session item number 7, in the matter of the estate of Margaret O. Richards, pending in the Circuit Court of the State of Oregon, case number 14PB01866. We'd like to report that in closed session on September 10th, 2014, the board directed its legal counsel to initiate action seeking to recover overpayments of retirement allowance paid after the death of the retiree. The retiree, Margaret Richards, passed away in 2002, but the death was never reported to CICERA, resulting in the overpayments. CICERA discovered the overpayments in 2014 and immediately stopped future payments. CICERA filed actions in Oregon State Court seeking recovery of the overpayments. The vote in closed session was as follows. Yes, Allen, Gordon, Katz, Mitchoff, Phillips, Rodriguez, Smithy, Tellis, and Watts. No oppositions and no abstentions.
Karen, was interest included in that, or is it purely adding up the...
Yes, interest is included.
Okay, and moving on to item 9, consider and take possible action to adopt a hearing policy for